In this episode, we delve into the critical issue of participant retention in clinical trials, a topic of growing importance in the ever-evolving landscape of clinical research. The cost of trial delays is substantial, and gaps in access erode trust. Effective participant retention strategies are no longer optional. They are essential.
Precisely, Sophia. The clinical research landscape has finally recognized that recruitment is only half the battle. Keeping participants engaged throughout the entire study is equally crucial for success. Despite the increasing awareness, many sponsors continue to heavily invest in recruitment while overlooking retention, leading to dropout rates exceeding 30% in extended studies. This is a significant challenge.
As protocols become more complex and study durations increase, participant expectations naturally evolve. The ability to implement comprehensive retention strategies has emerged as a key differentiator, impacting data quality, statistical power, and ultimately, the overall success and timelines of a study.
We're witnessing a fundamental shift in how stakeholders approach retention. Sponsors, once viewing dropout as an inevitable statistical factor, now recognize it as a modifiable outcome requiring proactive strategies and continuous investment. Effective retention is about engagement and compliance throughout the entire participant journey.
Investigators are increasingly looking to sponsors to provide comprehensive support for retention, rather than placing the entire burden on site staff who might lack the resources or time for intensive participant management. Participants themselves now bring higher expectations regarding communication, convenience, and recognition for their contributions. They question the often institutional-centric design of research experiences.
This convergence of perspectives has transformed retention from an operational afterthought into a strategic imperative. Theranovex addresses this by using a retention optimization framework that transforms participant engagement into a shared strategic priority.
This framework begins with retention risk modeling. We analyze protocol characteristics, demographic data, and historical patterns to identify specific dropout risk factors and critical time points where intervention is needed most. This predictive approach ensures that our strategies are targeted to actual risk patterns rather than applied uniformly.
What truly sets our methodology apart is its personalized approach, a significant departure from the one-size-fits-all paradigm. Our participant journey mapping process examines the study experience from the participant's perspective, identifying communication gaps, logistical challenges, and pain points that may lead to disengagement.
This human-centered methodology often reveals opportunities for enhancement that might otherwise be overlooked in traditional protocol reviews focused primarily on scientific considerations.
Our multimodal engagement platform tackles the challenge of maintaining consistent engagement throughout the study duration. We use coordinated communication strategies across various channels, site interactions, digital touchpoints, and tangible materials to create consistent engagement, reinforcing the value of continued participation. We even provide practical support through our participation enablement service, addressing logistical barriers with solutions like transportation assistance, flexible appointments, and technological support.
It's important to remember that retention isn't just about mechanics. It's about meaning. Our participant value communication framework makes sure participants understand the significance of their contribution. We provide updates on study progress, explain the importance of each visit and procedure, and acknowledge their crucial role in advancing medical knowledge. This meaning-centered approach proves as vital as practical support in fostering long-term commitment.
The effectiveness of this approach is evident in our real-world outcomes. In one phase 3 diabetes study, where previous similar trials had dropout rates exceeding 35%, our retention risk modeling pinpointed the highest risk period. By implementing targeted engagement strategies during this critical time, we reduced overall dropout to 18%, exceeding statistical power requirements and saving approximately $1.2 million in recruitment costs. That's significant savings.
In another case, an oncology supportive care study with historically high dropout rates, our participant journey mapping revealed that seemingly minor logistical issues were significant barriers. By implementing flexible scheduling, transportation support, and remote visit options, completion rates increased from 64% to 87%.
and in a rare disease natural history study with high dropout rates due to its long duration and limited immediate benefits, we employed our comprehensive approach. The lack of information about how the participants' contributions were furthering knowledge resulted in disengagement. By implementing regular updates, webinars, and personalized recognition, we increased completion rates from 51% to 83%. That's quite a leap, isn't it? It even strengthened community relationships, valuable for future studies.
A, this highlights that effective retention strategies address multiple strategic imperatives. For sponsors, improved completion rates lead to stronger statistical power, complete data sets, and considerable cost savings by reducing over-recruitment. A recent industry analysis showed comprehensive retention approaches can reduce overall study costs by 12 to 20% while minimizing timeline risks. That's a compelling business case.
For CROs, sophisticated retention capabilities are a significant competitive differentiator. For sites, comprehensive retention support reduces the staff burden while enhancing participant relationships and overall performance. Beyond operational efficiency, effective retention directly supports diversity and inclusion goals by addressing specific barriers that disproportionately impact underrepresented communities.
As you plan your next clinical trial, remember these key action steps. Conduct a systematic retention risk assessment during protocol development, implement personalized engagement approaches, and develop comprehensive communication frameworks that consistently reinforce the value and impact of participation. Remember, participants who understand how their contribution matters and receive appropriate recognition are significantly more likely to remain engaged.
It's a bit like baking a cake, Sophia. You need the right ingredients, but the perfect recipe depends on knowing your specific audience. You can't just use the same recipe for every occasion. You need to tailor it. In our case, it's about tailoring our approach to each study and participant. Finally, let's remember that Theranovex partners with research organizations to implement these strategies with empathy, efficiency, and continuous improvement. We aim to transform retention from a site responsibility into a shared strategic priority that enhances data quality, improves statistical power, and ultimately accelerates the development of new therapies. I think we've thoroughly covered the topic.
Indeed. And I think our listeners now have a clearer understanding of the importance of proactive retention strategies in clinical trials. It's not just about numbers, it's about people. And by respecting their time and making them feel valued and understood, we can significantly improve both the quality and efficiency of clinical research. A bit like building a better world, one participant at a time.
Precisely. A more empathetic approach certainly leads to a happier, healthier, and more efficient research outcome.